Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got a musician. His name is Tom. And he just posted a video of a song that his nearly four-year-old daughter sang. And it quickly blew up. And the song is all about dinosaurs that fall in love.
Oh, nice.
Only for a big bang to destroy them before they have a chance to say goodbye. I wonder if she even understands, you know, I mean, granted, the big bang, yeah, but, oy. This has been played over a million times already.
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in love. Dinosaurs having a party. They eat fruit and cucumber. A big bang came and they died. Dinosaurs fell in love, but they didn't say goodbye.
This is the saddest song ever.
I know. Well, she sounds British, and of course, that's about the happiest a Brit can get.
Or that's Billy Joe Armstrong singing, actually.
It was Billy Joe,
Green Day single.
You're right. Yeah. She's an American, but she's got that British accent.
It's not a million views anymore, a million listens. It's now over 3.6 million.
Wow. Well, it's hysterical.
Why is this not being used in the closing credits of Godzilla?
That's a good point. Yeah. Oh, man. That is too funny. Dinosaurs, they're dead.
Yeah, according to Tom, he says, my daughter Fen recorded it, came up with all the words herself, and I helped her a little bit with the tune. It's called Dinosaurs in Love.
And the Big Bang came, and they're all dead.
I mean, it's better than the most recent Coldplay music. So, I mean, I think...
Wow, hot take. You know, when kids do something, I mean, no matter what it is, it's just adorable. You know, because whenever they're doing anything that's, you know, adult, and of course, you know, the misery of the tone of like, well, here's the thing. They're in love, but they're dead because the big asteroid came and destroyed them all.
Well, you know, happens to the best of you.
Happens to the best of you.
I just hope that, like, because the video is just a black screen with the words. Somebody needs to animate this.
Yeah.
And turn it into a cartoon video. Because the visuals would be great for this.
I agree. Yeah. That is a great idea to just follow along with animation, all the words that she's saying. You're mm-hmm. absolutely right. Especially like, you know, skull and crossbones at the end. Just like, they're dead.
How do you feel if you're, what's his name, Todd?
Tom.
He's probably been cranking away at music for however long in his life. You know, just trying to get noticed. Writing all these songs, probably a couple of moments where he's like, I think it's going to happen, and it doesn't. And then on a whim, him and his almost four-year-old whip up a fun little song about dinosaurs, and it gets a ridiculous amount of listens.
That is the tragedy of viral videos on the internet.
Yeah.
Everybody is trying to come up with a viral video, and it is nothing like you think it would be. You just don't expect what to go out there to be viral. And yet in our business, you know, in the entertainment business, that's what everybody's looking for. Mm-hmm. We've got to get that viral thing. You know, all the companies think they know what that even means. And viral videos are just stupid videos that mean nothing, get you nothing, usually. How many hits did the vending machine video have for us?
Oh, man. Last I remember, it was around 11 or 12 million views.
For SunChips. Now, for the radio
most
business.
Annoying thing ever.
For the radio business, that is a gigantic success. And has that gotten us anything?
No, a crap ton of notifications that I had to deal with. It was a real pain in my ass, actually. I really regretted it.
It's done nothing.
It was funny, though. Like, I enjoyed the ride because I was like, this is insane. When I had no idea until somebody said, hey, do you know your video has 1 million views? Up until that moment, I had no idea that video was doing anything. It was just me trying to get a bag of SunChips out of every, and we're all commentating, and you're being grumpy, and I'm not listening to you. It really summed up our show.
Yeah.
Somebody on our staff just watching us, like, rolling their eyes. It was a good time. And then it's like, okay, now it's got 2 million. Now it's got 3. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, my notifications are just blowing up. I couldn't keep up with it because, you know, everyone's got an opinion. They're sharing it. And it was cool, but it was also just like, it didn't get me any more followers. It wasn't like as if, like, this thing made me a social media darling, and I'm glad it didn't. That would have been a headache.
We didn't see any online listening go crazy because there were people from other states that didn't know anything about us.
People related to it because everyone has a vending machine and everyone's food gets stuck in a vending machine. They didn't care who put it out. The video was just fun because someone could connect to it.
And the only people that are getting rich off of this, YouTube or Facebook.
Yep.
And in this case, it was Facebook. So really, this viral thing, I just I don't see how it's going to benefit you unless you happen to have a business that you can show, hey, this made my business great, but it did nothing for us.
But with music, it can help. I mean, look at like Lil Nas X. That guy was just put together something that was like a silly song, and it blew up on social media because it was short and fun, and it was like, you know, everyone was singing along to it. And I can't remember even the song right now. Old Town Road,
yeah.
And now he's actually, you know, has a good career in front of him because of that song. He's had another hit.
Yep.
But it's not always going to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what this guy can do with it. Like you said, he's
hit
been working
the road with his child and start going the Dinosaurs tour.
Yeah, there is. I mean, a child singing children's music, that's not a bad idea. I mean, you know, Casper Baby Pants has made a great career for himself. But now the next level is to have a child.
He was up for a Grammy. He didn't win it, but he almost got a Chris.
That's
Ballou.
Really cool. Chris, yeah. That is really cool. You talk about a guy that's, you know, did a pivot and still doing his art, which is making music, but doing it in a different way and being recognized in two genres. When you think about it.
Yep.
You know,
alt,
I mean,
rock and then children's music.
That's not easy to do, to be able to make those pivots and cross over, especially with children's music. I mean,
granted, like obviously, like the President's USA was a band for adults, but when you really pay attention, like their music and some lyrical content, sometimes they're having some fun innuendos, but like Kitty and stuff. But it wasn't really a far stretch for him to go from the President's to these really quirky children's songs.
That is a good
band. Was quirky as it was.
I always think like Bare Naked Ladies would be another band that would be good for children's music.
Yeah, minus the coke addiction that one of their members has.
Oh, what? Kids like to get high on the sugar? Come on.
Uh-oh, Texture says there are two problems with this song, the Dinosaur song.
Okay, what do we got?
One, people and dinosaurs were not on the Earth at the same time. Two, the Big Bang created the universe, not destroying the dinosaurs. She needs to read a book on history and physics.
She's 4 years old, you idiot.
No, she's 3 and almost 4.
My bad.
I would like to take a moment.
Oh, my God.
I love that text.
Yeah, I know you do. I would like to take a moment. I knew that as well, but where do I go being that guy? I want to tell the texter that when you're that guy in life,
he's right, she's wrong. That's all that matters in life, right, boys?
That's the key of that's the key to separate you from being a miserable person and not being able to contextually see the situation.
That texter's fun at parties.
Yeah, exactly. And I used to be that guy, and it came to my head. My mind said, "Well, no, the dinosaurs were after the Big Bang," and I even did a little correction when I said, "Oh, the meteor hit," you know, because that's supposedly what they say destroyed the dinosaurs was a meteor. But the bottom line is that you don't have to be that guy.
Right.
Nobody needs you to correct them when we get the kid is wrong, but we also get the kid's a little kid. Who gives an F? You're the one that's the idiot.
Yeah, and talk to us when you have a song when you were 3 and some change that hit 3.6 million views.
Yeah. So, Texter, congratulations. You think you know stuff. Great.
Joey says Bare Naked Ladies did release a children's album.
Did they really? Oh, I got to hear that. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. They have a song called The Ballad of the Cocosaurus.
Just kidding. Wow.
No, it's called Snack Time.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? It's snack time. Where's daddy's candy?
So I saw Casper Baby Pants last night in Vashon. Happiest my kid has ever been.
Ooh. That's, I mean, you put that on an album, you're good.
I'm kind of curious of what this Bare Naked Ladies children's record sounds like. Rev, do you have any examples?
If I had a million Skittles, if I had a million Skittles.
It's been 1 week since I pooped my pants.
Here we go. I think we've done it.
I've just pulled it up. The first track off of the album is called 789.
Okay, so far
that's a 6-9 joke.
Fine. Oh, the cattle have to do with 8 lives now. The Chinese will be out of luck. Vampires will have to think of some other method, because without their canines, how will they suck? 789.
I can't, but there's some language in there. I don't know if I want my child to hear.
7, 8, 10? What about 9?
789. I'd rather listen to Casper Baby Pants.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not horrible. I mean, compared to the stuff I had to listen to when I was driving around with my kids in the car and they wanted their songs.
I feel like if I was a child, I'd be like, Dad, turn that off.
Oh, yeah, you would be that kid? Turn that off, Pops. I want to hear the dinosaur death song. That's what I want to hear.
Death to dinosaurs.
Well, there's a good one here, Steve. They have one called Popcorn.
Oh, Steve likes... Wow, this sounds COVID-fueled. Yeah. Are there any mirrors in this video?
Is he saying pop? What is he saying?
He's what?
Drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, they were... He was still on, yeah. On the Booger Sugar, right? He wrote these songs.
Yeah, he was... There was a landslide coming down. He and Stevie Nicks were
having a party. There's 24 songs on this album. Yeah, he was coked out.
Oh, yeah. When you do a 24-song album, you're like, okay, I can do more. No, you really can't, sir.
So it sounds like they might be giants.
Okay.
Yeah, it does that have that vibe. Yeah. Well, then the kids album is fantastic. The song you played is not a representative. Don't give up on it yet.
Replay right, so 2.
We're 0 for 2. One more.
Okay.
Best out of 7 series? Yeah, can serious, they make it back?
They had 24, though. That's the problem. See, there's a lot of like lamos on a 24-track song.
Let's play best of 5.
Best of 5?
So they have one more loss, and they're out of the playoffs.
Okay.
All right. Well, here comes one called Humongous Tree.
Okay.
And the Bare Naked Ladies have been swept out of the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, if we just randomly find 3 songs and we can't figure out a good one there.
So it says, make it stop. Please stop with these songs.
Yeah, these are...
Yeah, no.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got a new survey that asked people to name the little things that can ruin your day. And how about this, man? The number one thing is really, it's still a thing. I really didn't realize it was still a thing.
Bird poops on you.
Bird poops on me was not the number one thing.
Steps in poop. Dog poop.
Boy, I'm looking. No, there's stepping in something, but not dog poop. This is number two.
Stepping in something.
But not dog poop.
A puddle?
Puddle.
There we go.
Yeah. That, like, having wet socks because you step in a puddle is the worst feeling.
Yeah, if you don't have the proper footwear. I mean, obviously, if you have a boot that, you know, is repellent, sure. But.
And then they're in the snowy season when it gets slushy and you don't realize and you step what you thought was going to be icy so you could kind of walk on it and you just kind of sink into it. Now you're like, not only is your shoe wet, but like the bottom of your pants.
Yeah. Oh, and there's nothing, I mean, that's just a horrible feeling to have that wet, socky shoe thing going on all day.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's number two. Number one is old school.
Will Ferrell?
It's Will Ferrell is the number one little thing that can ruin your day. It's basically mostly dudes. The part of it. It's a whole thing that can happen to all of us. It's a term that has come into play ever since Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. Well, you know what they called that, though?
Nipplegate.
They did call it Nipplegate, but what happened?
Wardrobe malfunction.
There we go. Number one thing.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, like getting your junk caught in a zipper.
You're close. That is not an... That's a horrible thing. Yeah, that really sucks.
That'll ruin your day.
That's just really, I mean, you not being 100% focused.
Yeah. Yeah, these are little things. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of major. Yeah.
Depending on who you're talking
about. That humble brag right there.
Yeah, this happened to me in front of a giant audience, 3,000 people, and they were all Catholic because it was a church event.
Oh, your zipper being down.
That's still a thing.
No, you're right. I never think about wardrobe malfunction that way. I was thinking it's more of a female issue than a male issue, but like I can understand what you mean now. Like I can't think of a time where I had a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, they count like
pants splitting.
Spilling coffee on yourself, they count as a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, dude, that happened the other day. I was at the sink. And I was washing some stuff, and it hit the spoon, and it just like the water just flew and dripped down.
Oh, and it looks like you.
It looked like I not just a little accident. Like I full on intentionally just wetted myself, and I'm here at work, and I'm like, what do I do? I just hurried back in the studio and just sat down and hoped that it would dry before the show ended.
Oh, luckily you wear really dark pants.
These were my green pants.
Oh, how did I miss that? That would have been awesome. Oh,
dude, it looked like Billy Madison happened. I walked in and like you guys were all knee deep in like your technology.
Oh, thank
gosh. And I just sat down. I'm like, you know what? Not eating breakfast for the rest of the morning. I'm just going to wait for this to dry.
Oh, we missed a great opportunity.
I was glad you did.
Oh, damn it. Now I have to start staring at your groin more.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You used to. I kind of was kind of bummed you stopped.
Well, ever since you got married, I've decided, okay, someone else is. That's their job now.
A sad 10 years.
Yeah. So we got wardrobe malfunction being the number one little thing that can ruin your day. Stepping in a puddle, number two. Who's got number three? Anybody? What do you think?
Forgetting your phone?
Gosh, Danny, that would be mine. Number nine is your phone breaks.
So that's the beauty of always being on your phone. You can't forget it.
Touche.
Yeah.
I just set up my Alexa so she'll call me. Because if I can't find my phone around the house, I'll just say...
Really?
And she'll call my phone and have it ring.
So you have the ringer up, though?
Well, I have to have it up. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Yeah, because mine would just be like... Vroom.
Yeah. Vroom. I have the ringer up for that reason. And besides, I don't always feel the vibration. I don't know why. So I got both, vibrate and ring on. So that, I mean, if somebody's calling me, they can get me. I should be able to figure it out.
Instantly ruin my day. Maybe like...
This is old school. Think banana peel.
Falling?
Yeah, falling down. Everybody.
Oh, just falling. Okay. Yeah.
That's me every day. I'm used to it.
It is unbelievable. Luckily, you have a low center of gravity. You don't have far to fall.
See, if I don't get hurt, that would actually make my day because it'd be just so funny to laugh at yourself about. But if you hurt yourself, then it would piss me off.
Number four, I don't know, man. I think that in Seattle, you'd think this would be a problem, but actually, we don't care.
Ooh.
You know, this. Oh. You may never get this.
People being late?
No, it has to do with the elements.
The rain.
Yes, but not just the rain.
Cloudy?
It's something you need if it rains.
Umbrella?
Forgetting your umbrella if it rains.
Now, maybe in other parts of the country, I mean, the rain does come down. Now, we've had the soggiest January we've had in a long time, but we don't really care. We have hoodies and we're like, whatever. Yeah. Hats and hoodies, we don't need an umbrella.
My wife's an umbrella enthusiast, though. Like, she likes to make sure she has an umbrella. because of her hair, you know.
Oh, your wife does have the
hair.
So
I always have like one, yeah. Like, I have like a cheap umbrella in my car at all times because sometimes she'll forget it. And she's like, I forgot my umbrella. I'm like, well, I got a piece of crap one underneath your seat. So there you go.
Oh, look at you. What a husband.
Who says chivalry is dead?
Well, you can't say the word, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell you who doesn't say it. It's me because I can't.
Yeah, that's a good point. Number five has to do with the elements and falling down.
Oh, Vicky last year. When she fell in the, on the ice.
That's it.
Oh,
that slipping
was
on the snow.
So great.
That was the best video we've ever seen.
Yeah. I watched that on loop for like an hour.
Yeah,
that
same.
So amazing. It's again, awful. Though, it is, it's sort of like watching, I don't know, like yeah, it's somebody tiny. It's like watching a little baby trying to walk around when you see Vicky slipping on the ice. It really is. And you were right about being late. That's number six. That's that makes your day bad. Number seven.
Someone taking your parking spot.
Ooh, that happens to me every day.
All the time.
I don't understand why some days nobody's there and then other days there they are.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
I was just talking like going like a Target and like you're trying to, you see the spot. And it's not like they did it maliciously. It's not like, you know, like, oh, you jerk. You saw I was going for it. It was just, you damn it. One less car in front of me, I would have had that spot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Those are the ones that piss me off.
Not it though. Not on the list.
Oh.
This one here, I don't know what's worse anymore. Losing your phone or losing this?
Oh. Your keys?
Dignity. That's number eight. You can't find your keys.
Your dignity.
Then it'd have to be wallet.
Your dignity is actually not, it's not wallet, Vicky. It's dignity. No, it's wallet. Yeah. You're right. It is a.
Losing your wallet.
What's worse though? Losing your phone or losing your wallet these days? I kind of feel like losing my wallet's not as bad anymore.
I'd rather lose my wallet than my phone.
Yeah.
But it has your driver's license, your credit cards. So all of a sudden now you've got to go and do all that stuff all over again. Cancel all the cards.
Yeah,
you know what though? Yeah. With the cloud. Having all this stuff there now, I was just thinking, oh, well, my contacts, all my pictures. Yeah, I think I'd still rather lose my phone now. Yeah, you're right, Rev.
Oh, see, here's the thing. I can cancel everything on my phone because I've got all my cards and the info on the phone because I've got the apps for all of the credit cards that I have.
Right.
You just go, boom, my thing, I lost it, send me a new one.
But you need to go to like the DMV to get a new license, and that is just hell.
That's the only inconvenience.
And the cash key, man. I don't want to lose my
cash key.
Oh, I don't keep the cash in my wallet.
Where do you keep your cash?
Oh,
what are you,
butt in my prison wallet.
Ew. Oh. I'm not ever taking any money
like,
from you.
Like, what am I going to do? I'll lose $10, man. I don't want to do that. And I got my insurance cards in here. What else do I got? I got my key card to get into the building.
Yeah, I see. That all is whatever that is. I mean, Vicky will take care of all that for me. I'll just tell her, oh, yeah, I lost my key card. Go find out what you got to do about
wow.
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's her job. That's her life. And the insurance cards, you can get new ones. Those are easy. You go to Frankie and go, hey, Frankie, what's up?
Hey, Frankie.
And Frankie's like, hey, how you doing?
Frankie.
Hey, I'll break your legs next time you lose that cat. So that's it. Number 10 has to do with your place of residence. Again, these are the little things that can ruin your day.
You lose your mailbox.
You lose your mailbox. That would suck. That's not what's on the list,
somebody
but that would suck.
Somebody comes over.
A leaking faucet.
Faucet. Really? That's ruining your day?
I got to take care of it.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah, you don't know.
Wait, just let it leak?
Well, yeah. Actually, if I can't hear it, who cares?
Someone eating the leftovers you wanted.
Somebody eating the leftovers. No, this is. This has to do with you before you actually get inside your place.
Hmm. Hmm.
What?
Well, I thought that would be.
Yeah, this is a terrible hint.
It's like what
there's
you,
another man at your house.
Oh, that's it.
That would ruin my day.
That would ruin it.
For some people, that would be awesome. Realizing that you're locked out of your place.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. You just can't get in. You're like,
have you ever locked yourself out of your house?
Oh, yeah.
I've come close because we have the screen doors in our little back nook area. And so if you close it, it sometimes latches down.
Yeah,
and
baby.
And then I'm like, so I have to make sure I like don't fully close it because sometimes it's loose, so it'll just latch down. I'm like, all right, I'm stuck out here. And then you have to ring the doorbell. Luckily, there's a doorbell in our back. And we're like, but like there are times where it's like just I'm letting Lulu out and I go out there with her and there's no one in the house. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yep.
And luckily it like wasn't fully latched. But if that happened, I'd have to just bust through the screen door.
Not like the Hulk.
Which would be pretty fun.
That would be awesome, the Kool-Aid man.
Ah! It'd be a pain in the ass to have to then have to go get a new screen to put in there and all that. But for that moment, it would be exhilarating.
Yeah. That's right. Especially if the wife ski comes home and you're like, she's like, what the hell happened here? I'll tell you what happened. Awesome. I busted through.
Do you guys have, anyone have like the app on your phone that unlocks your door for you?
No,
do you
have but I've got the garage door opener.
Oh, okay, so I get
you in.
It's
got the pad, yeah. So, yeah, I've got that.
I'm still on, like, I don't know, man. I get why some people have it. It's cool, too, if, like, you have somebody coming over and you're like, oh, I'm not here, but here, I'll buzz you in.
That would be cool.
But I'm all still, like, afraid of, like, cyber attacks and stuff.
And, well, and that's the thing. Like, I've been wanting to get one of those door cameras.
Yeah.
And I've been online. People going, you know, they can hack into those. And they're just...
And they can see what's going on outside of your house?
Well, they can actually hack in and maybe, you know, even, you know, if they have anything connected to where you have a smart home. They hack in, see your video, see what's going on, see if you are home yourself.
Got you.
And then they go, oh, hey, they're whatever. And then they just bust in. That's what I don't know if it's propaganda. I used to go to Snopes for that, but then there's somebody wrote articles how Snopes is actually, they have an agenda and they don't always tell the truth. Somebody's got articles about that now.
You snoped Snopes?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if you snope Snopes on Snopes and they say, hey, don't trust us?
Yeah. That's a good point. We should snope Snopes and see what they say. I used to believe Snopes was the thing, and now...
No, you can still believe them.
No, there's articles now, and they're all allegations.
Yeah, let me write an article about how they're wrong, and you can just...
No, but that's
anywhere.
What I'm saying. How do you know who's right, then? Why would we...
You just find a good meme that supports your mentality and then go with it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank account, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.